you're on. Okay. Welcome to Bonding and Banter.
No. Banter and Bonding.
Where we laugh together and bond forever.
Yeah, episode two.
Episode two with Laura and Heather. I feel like episode one was a hit.
So far.
I know. I've not heard one negative thing.
Me either.
So far.
So far.
It's episode two.
It is episode two, and I feel like the more we do this, the more controversial things we could get into.
Right.
So it could push buttons
for some
people, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Maybe tonight will be one.
Let me look over my list.
To recap, I got some news.
Okay, what's up?
I got through Harry Potter movie 1.
Okay.
2.
Okay.
3.
Oh.
4.
Holy cow.
5. 6. And started 7, part 1.
Wow.
I know.
Did you do anything else on your days off?
No. Well, yeah. I mean,
okay, so how did you feel about them?
Either you love them or you hate them.
Okay.
I think that it's fine. I'm not going to, like, re-watch them, but they were interesting
to
watch.
Okay, well, don't you come to my house, then, because they're always on.
They're just, I mean, you know, whatever. They're interesting to watch.
Yeah.
I got into them.
They're very different.
Sure. Yeah. Have you seen Wednesday?
No.
Okay, so it's pretty good.
Okay.
I feel like, again, might push some buttons, but I feel like it's kind of like Harry Potter. Like, it's got some weird stuff in it.
Okay.
So, I think that you might like that.
Do you feel that you would like Harry Potter more had you watched it at a younger age? Like when it was first becoming a thing?
No, I think I would have been scared.
See?
For sure been scared.
Yeah, I don't let my kid, well, my younger kids, kid, writer, doesn't really matter, but
right.
Yeah. I mean, he matters, but
yeah.
Not when
yeah.
But I don't let Lennox watch them, mm-hmm. And yeah. I think probably within the last couple of years I let Allie and Lennox are watching them.
Yeah.
Because there is a lot of, like, scary scenes.
It is. This one, was that last, the 6? When, maybe it was 7. Anyway, when, oh gosh. Okay, I promise I watched them all. The wizard, the...
There's a lot of wizards.
The, oh, gosh, dang it.
Yeah?
Oh, the teacher, the...
Snape?
Headmaster.
Dumbledore.
Yes. Okay, so he took Harry to this lake river thing under this cave or something.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so anyway, and then I was like...
You really did watch that.
I did. And I was like, what? I told you. I said, he left. He left. Where did he go? And then he obviously reappeared, or he was mm-hmm. still there. And then the thing came and got Harry and drug him under. I was like, okay, I knew that was going to happen because you saw it coming and you saw him go under the water. And like, knew it was going to happen. But anyway, yeah, and every time the demons or whatever they are
mm-hmm.
appear, what are they?
You would ask me. Holy crap. Hold on. I can picture them clear as
yeah,
day.
The dark ones.
Yes.
Anyway, when they appear, they kind of freak me out, so.
Yeah. Which one, so you're starting 7?
Yeah, part 1, yeah.
So, which one, if you had to pick one, was your favorite?
I don't know, I feel like, obviously you know that they're, like, separated, but I feel like they're not one whole movie, you know, like, they leave you hanging, and then
mm-hmm.
you move on to the next. It's like, at the end of the school year, and then the
you
next
should
school
read
year.
Books, if that's how you feel about the movies.
Oh.
They're way worse.
Oh, yeah, no. Okay, so...
Like, they don't leave you hanging in a bad way, though. Like, they leave you hanging to where you just want to grab the next book.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't feel that way about the movies.
And the books are way different.
Okay, I felt like the movies were, like, one and done. You know what I mean? Like, they can each be their own movie and be done.
I think, at least for sure, the first one, because they just didn't know how well it was going to go over.
Right, right.
That they did that to where if it ended, it ended, mm-hmm. but then it blew up.
I guess I could see that. I do see the correlation between, like, okay, the first one, or the second one, and then the third one, and then you go into the fourth one, and...
Don't break that. I paid you money for it.
Bro. I made a joke to my mom. I was like, are Timu fine? And she was like,
listen.
Okay, but they're doing great.
This is our Amazon special.
It is very special. Broken twice, but still
it's
working.
It's fine.
So yeah, I definitely like the movies.
Okay.
So
just not something you'd watch again.
I mean, if it's on, yeah, but not to just like. Oh,
you wouldn't like go sit down with the intention of watching it.
Maybe when Jack and Lynx get older, yes.
Okay.
Just because they would enjoy it, I feel like.
So they're supposed to be making another one where it's. If you haven't watched Harry Potter, this is going to be a spoiler alert. Where it's Harry's life after, like, when he has children.
Oh, okay. That's fun.
I don't want to spoil it too much and tell you, like, who he ends up with.
Right.
Because
right.
I don't think you're obviously that far.
No.
So. But there's supposed to be another one coming.
Okay.
If it'll happen, I don't know.
Right. Okay.
It'd be pretty cool if it did, though.
That would be fun.
Because I'm a big Harry Potter fan. Like, really big.
Oh. Well, I love them too, then.
So, for my 10-year anniversary of Cole and I just being together, not married, obviously, because we haven't been married 10 years.
Yeah.
I'm also a big Lego fan.
Okay.
He got me the Sorting Hat Lego kit for our anniversary. And the tip of it, you can push it down, and it, like, will speak and tell you what house you ended up in.
Oh, that's so funny. Okay, so I still don't get the whole house effect.
Okay. What about it do you not get?
Like, you ask me what house would I belong to.
So they have, like, different traits. Like, obviously, in the movies, Gryffindor is, like, the best people ever. Like,
okay.
if you get into, like, Harry Potter with, like, the people who are diehards, there's people that are like, oh, I'm Gryffindor, I'm Hufflepuff or Ravenclaw. Obviously, Slytherin is, like,
not
the
good.
Bads.
Right.
And then, like, right. Ravenclaw and Hufflepuff have different traits.
Okay.
So I want you to ponder that.
Okay, I will have to.
You don't see as much Hufflepuff and Ravenclaw. Obviously,
right.
It's very Gryffindor and Slytherin
right.
because
right.
of Malfoy.
Right.
But they do have different traits.
Okay.
So
I can definitely figure that out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I heard an echo.
I think it's Ben.
I just hope the computer's not picking it up.
It'll
if it
fine.
Is, I guess everybody will power through and they'll shut it off.
The second one was crap.
Hey, at least we have video this time.
Oh,
I took a long time to figure that out, and it was still a struggle. What is going on up there?
Bat?
Is he laying on the wall?
He better just be quiet there.
I think he was just right outside the door, which is why we haven't heard him.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
It'll be interesting to play back so we get the full view.
I'm sure we'll hear something.
I'm sure.
So that was actually one of my things that I wanted to follow up with you on.
Oh, good.
So that is awesome. I'm so happy.
Yeah.
Did you spend both days off watching them?
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah, I did have some things to do today, so I went to Sly this morning, but I did try to get it on YouTube to watch it while I was at the doctor's office.
Look at you. I think you liked it more than you wanted to play.
I kind of did, yeah.
They're very fun. Hey, Jack.
Bye.
No, I think they're very fun. You
they
just
are.
Have to
yeah.
be into things like that. Like, obviously, if you're not into, like, mystical,
right.
you're not into witchcraft in any way, shape, or form. Like, obviously,
yeah.
it's a little different.
Yeah, I
than
would
just
not
standard
call it
witchcraft.
Yeah.
Well, they're wizards
yeah.
and witches.
But I also feel like it's fake.
Yeah,
so it's not
that's what
like,
I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
it's not full blown
yeah.
witchcraft, but
right.
obviously,
right.
they're
portrayed
spells
yeah.
and they're making
right.
potions
right.
and
right. Yeah.
they're flying on broomsticks.
Okay. Yeah,
and yeah. in flying cars.
Witches.
So.
Yeah, that was so cool.
Isn't it though? Okay, who's your favorite character though?
I would probably have to say, I don't know. He died, so I don't know.
Who?
The wizard.
Dumbledore? Which
yeah,
one?
The teacher.
Like the headmaster or
yeah,
the teacher?
The headmaster.
Yeah, Dumbledore.
Yeah.
Did you know that there's actually two Dumbledores, like two people that play Dumbledore, because
oh.
the guy that originally played it actually died before they finished
oh,
making
right.
all the movies.
No, I did not know that.
Yeah.
And then the goblin, what was his name? The little...
The one at the bank?
No.
Dobby?
Yes, yes, yes.
I love Dobby.
Okay, so that was my favorite part when he gave him the sock and he was like, boom.
Yeah.
You know, like, gotcha, kid.
Yeah.
That was so great. Yeah.
Hagrid's my favorite. I love Hagrid.
Okay.
He's like a gentle giant.
Yeah, really. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I also thought it was funny when the tall lady came.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, holy, yeah. Holy.
I think her and Hagrid have a thing going on.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Fine. Okay. We can get off of Harry Potter. I know you loved it that much that you just don't keep talking about it. Has your drawer been fixed? You can just say no.
I'd rather not say.
Okay. I'm going to keep asking until it's done. Maybe I'll put some pressure on your husband.
So we had to return it.
Why?
Because it was bent.
In the hardware?
Yeah.
Oh.
So then I said, so should we replace it or return it? And he goes, I actually bought the wrong one. So we're returning it. So Saturday he's taking it back to Amazon. And then he said he's going to Lowe's to
just
get the
part. Get the right stuff.
So we'll see how long that takes.
And that's on Saturday.
It's Saturday. So follow up on
next week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just for me to say, no.
You know that's exactly what it's going to be, too.
I know.
What you got for me?
Okay. Generally, what type of music do you listen to?
Generally, I listen to 90s country.
Okay.
90s and early 2000s alternative.
Okay.
I do listen to some pop from when I was in high school. Like, there's just mm-hmm. the iconic mm-hmm. songs that I'll never be able to let go of. And then Christian music.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
What about you?
Only Christian music. Like, if I'm in the car with somebody else, like, they listen to country or something, I'll listen to that. But Christian, contemporary mostly. But there are a few days that I like Christian rap.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I've got, so I'm still old school and I use Pandora.
Yeah, me too.
So, I've used it since the start. I never transitioned to Spotify. And I do have a Christian rap station.
Yeah.
Like, in my last three that I was listening to. I actually think I listened to it on the way home from work today.
That's funny.
Yeah. So, it's fine.
Yeah.
My turn?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, let me find one. Ooh, did you ever think of a conspiracy theory? I had a lot of feedback on that one. And people just can't believe that there's not one that you can come up with. Or that you're willing to admit to.
I'm just really not willing to admit to because I feel like starting it is just not...
I admitted that I didn't... That, you know.
Okay, off air is one thing.
No, not that one. I'll never admit that one, ever.
So that's all I have to say. Like, I don't know. I just don't.
Because I would have people knocking on my door.
I know,
for
that's
real.
Me. I'm just like, I just don't know that I want to open the can of worms of anything.
Well, don't make it government related.
Huh.
Well, I guess
first
that's
off,
true.
First off, huh.
Well,
what is not government related? I feel like they just have everything.
Well, like, some people don't believe the sky is actually blue.
Weird.
Like, but it could be something as simple as that. There's gotta be something. What? Is that power strip on?
What?
Is that power strip turned on?
I hope so.
Because it's saying my computer's about dead.
You should probably check.
Hold on.
No? Yeah?
I don't know. It was not on.
Oh, is she good now?
Plugged in. Okay, I think we're good now.
Just waiting on
it just was turned off.
Our tech girl. Okay, back to the conspiracy theory. Not yet. Can I think about it one more week?
Okay, well, let me retype it.
Since I know that people are actually interested in this, I promise I will get you an answer.
So while we're talking about people interested in things, I'm just going to knock something out here.
Okay, go ahead.
I had a request to speak on Charlie Kirk, and I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I feel like that's too much of a... Yeah, no.
I don't know enough facts to speak on it,
right.
So I'm not going to.
Right, yeah.
So...
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Not going to.
Yeah, no.
So we're just going to kick that out the window.
Sorry, requester.
I mean, maybe in like... 15 years. And yeah. that still might be too soon. Because I don't feel like I could ever know all the facts.
Right. Yeah. No.
But I did say that I think JFK was an inside job. So,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
It is what it is, I guess. Oh, but yeah, that's not something that I will be speaking on. If you want to speak on it, you're welcome to, but I'm definitely not going to.
Yeah, I didn't really know much about the whole thing, and then when it all came crashing down, I just really...
The only statement I have on it is it was just a very tragic thing, and it should have never happened.
Absolutely, praying for the family.
Yeah, well, and nobody should die that way.
Absolutely agree with that.
So, right, wrong, indifferent, what side of politics you're on,
right.
It was a wrong act, and... That is going to be my statement probably forever.
Absolutely agree with that.
So, just get that out there.
Perfect.
Okay. Is it my turn?
No, I think
it's your turn.
I think you've gone well long enough, but okay.
Okay, your turn. I'll give it up.
So, last week we talked about your morning routine and stuff like that.
Yeah.
When you leave the house alone.
For work?
For anything.
Okay.
When you leave, I would say not work. When you leave the house alone, where are you going?
The grocery store.
No, that's so lame.
Usually the grocery store or my local Dollar General.
Okay.
Or to drop off building.
Okay.
Because I still write checks for a couple things.
Yeah. Sometimes at night, like if I just like had a really, really bad day and I'm just like done.
I don't know what that is.
Done, son.
I know where you're going with this and I don't know what it is.
You've never been?
To just drive?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so I went down, I drug buffet once with some ice cream from Brahms.
You went all the way to town?
Well, we live in town. I went to Salina.
That's what I'm saying. I don't consider this, like, it's a town, but it's not too town. Like, back in the day,
girl,
I had to go to town to get groceries.
Girl, I went to the city.
And why did you call? I would have totally went.
I mean, when you have a bad day, you just want to go. Like, you just don't even, just... go.
Okay, next time you have a bad
okay.
Cause you had a bad day. Call me.
Okay.
I also like ice cream.
I know. I'm sure you would love to drive buffet.
I don't give a crap like about buffet.
Super great.
I don't give a crap about buffet.
The windows down and you can only go 20, like it's a whole vibe.
You can also do that on dirt road. I don't give a crap about buffet.
No, because I got allergies.
I'll bring the Claritin.
Okay, girl.
I don't give a crap about it.
Okay.
But I do care about the ice cream.
Okay.
Did you say you hit Dairy Queen? Is that where you went?
Brahms.
Oh, man. Chocolate chip.
And you know why I hit Brahms? Because they take forever. And I knew that I'd have to sit there and wait for them, so.
Yeah. Did you go the one on Ohio or the one on Cropper?
Yeah. The one on Cropper. Because it's right on. And
well, I didn't know which way you went in.
Yeah.
Cropper. If you had a bad day, if you took 181.
That's true. I could have done that.
How long ago was this?
Oh gosh, probably 3 months ago, but I feel a breakdown soon.
Call me.
You got it, girl.
I'll probably be busy, but
dealing with your family.
Listen, I'll try to make time.
Okay. I'll call you.
I can try to make that a priority.
Yeah, and then you can be like, no, and then like, that's on you. Yeah.
Listen, how about you just do your thing and bring it back? So
You got it.
I'll sit on my front porch and be like, the bad day ice cream. I'm looking at this pool.
Right.
Think of yesteryears.
Yeah.
Times.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay, I kind of have a semi-deep question.
Okay.
What is a personal goal that you're currently working towards? Oh, maybe it's not semi, maybe it's just deep.
I just have a lot of goals in life, but...
Like, what's your main one, though?
It's gonna sound so heartless. Getting Keegan out of the house.
Why you gotta be so heartless?
Getting Keegan out of the house, it's gonna be really hard for me, so I'm just like...
Let's just get it done and over with, rip the band-aid off?
Yep.
But it'll also give you opportunity to travel.
Yes, that's true too.
You know, he ends up way, like, overseas, and you're like, I ain't doing all that.
It's like Japan, no thanks.
Hey, I hear it's pretty cool over there.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm just, no thanks.
Okay.
I'll be, no, yeah.
So just getting Keegan out.
Yeah, which is only 8 months away.
It's not far.
No. No, it's not.
It's coming fast.
Yeah, it is for sure. So that's my goal, getting Keegan off and set for his future.
Okay. I guess that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
I'll accept it. I didn't really think of this for myself. I was kind of hoping you would just roll into the next question.
Oh, I could do that.
I would say, as just like a general goal, not necessarily like a 6 month goal, but just like a life goal, is to just make sure that my kids are mentally okay and can handle what life is going to throw at them.
Right.
Because life is rough.
Life is rough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very rough. So just setting them up with the correct tools to be ready for that.
Yeah.
And always make it known that if they struggle, home is always an option.
Mm-hmm.
Not permanent.
I was going to say, not for me. Don't. My kids
not a permanent option. I mean, I guess it probably could be if it came down to it. But
100%. Yeah.
You can always come home to get back on your feet.
Right. Absolutely.
And you don't have to do it alone. So.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I think that's probably my long-term goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job.
I try not to make short-term goals because I've never hit them and then I just get mad.
Cody? Drunk?
Yeah, no kidding. That could be my short-term goal is to get your husband to fix your door.
Ooh, yeah, text him. Text him.
I don't have a number. I'll have my husband text him.
There you go, thanks.
Hey, Laura says you need to fix your wife's drawer. That's your goal.
Oh, that's funny. What sports season for your children is your favorite?
Wrestling.
Me too.
100%.
Me too.
Like, I'm a basketball girly.
I know.
But when it comes to my kids, I will get bleacher butt for days for that 20 minutes of action in a whole day.
For days? You mean for months?
Well, like, I would sit there for...
I know, right?
3-4 days at a time.
I know, right? Just to watch them.
The 20 minutes of total action.
I love them. I love wrestling.
There's no greater feeling than seeing them accomplish their own goals.
I agree.
And all of my kids are very passionate about wrestling.
Yeah.
Like, it's their thing. Allie wants to go to college on a wrestling scholarship.
Oh, wow.
Like, she has high dreams of going to, very prominent wrestling schools.
Very nice.
And so, seeing her achieve is awesome.
I love that.
Landon, with his stature, like, he's always in a very hard bracket.
Right.
And last year, when he made it to state through Kids Fed, that was huge.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was his goal.
To make it to state. He didn't care about placing. He didn't care about anything but making it.
Yeah.
It was the first time he had ever made it to state, and he accomplished it, and that was amazing.
Yeah. I love that.
So,
I love
wrestling. 100% of the time. 100%. In fact, I found this thing on, I think it was Pinterest the other day. I don't get on Pinterest very often, but when I do, I'm a sucker for the wrestling stuff.
Right.
And it's a door sign that says probably a wrestling.
I love that.
Because we have high school, we have junior high, and we have Kids Fed.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, 2-3 times a week and every Saturday.
Yeah.
On top of Kids Fed practice 3 times a week.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah. Also, I'm going to have to come watch all of your kids wrestle because Jack says he's interested in Kids Fed, but we'll see. So maybe next year, maybe this year we'll introduce him, and then next year we'll
be able to. He can always come to camp.
Yeah. I think he would go to practice.
I mean, yeah. Lenny will be there.
This year. Yeah.
Lenny will be this
year. Yep. And then next year, just take off. Because, you know, this is Keegan's senior year. So.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Anyway, we'll see. And if Jax absolutely loves it, then I'll just go ahead and, you know, make his dreams come true, too.
You better get a second job, because this sport is not cheap.
Bad?
You're like, oh, it'll be so cheap. You buy shoes.
Mm-hmm.
They issue a singlet. You buy shoes and headgear.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
No, I've been there, done that.
Oh man, I think, what was it, 2021? Or might have even been, no, it was 20, was it 2020? I can't remember, one of those years, but it was during COVID, like the height of whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we were going to Tulsa.
Oh.
For wrestling.
Oh
tournaments.
Yeah, because people were having tournaments. Yeah.
It was nuts, so they could get mat time.
Yep. Yep. Yeah.
Tulsa.
Yeah, I know.
For a wrestling tournament.
I know. I would have been like, you can wrestle your brother at home.
Yeah. We do that every day anyways.
I know.
And, like, this year, Lyndon wants to really focus on it. Like, he wants to start going to, like, Adidas Nationals.
Wow, yeah.
And I'm like, huh.
There we go.
You gotta be joking.
Yeah.
But we'll do whatever we gotta do to make it happen.
Yep, make them dreams come true, kids. You should just stick them in the military.
Well, yeah.
Just kidding.
So he has no intention to go to like a 4-year college. Like he wants to be an auto tech when he grows up.
Okay.
So he's gonna go to a tech school. So he's like, I'm not gonna go on a wrestling scholarship to a tech school.
Right.
Obviously. So he's all about, I need to get my time in while I can.
Right.
I'm like, okay.
That's good.
So we'll do what we gotta do.
Yeah. That's only 6 years.
Plus, you know, the younger two that are coming right up behind him.
17 years.
Just when you think you're gonna be done, you know.
Shabam.
Surprise. Here's another one to throw into the mix for another 20.
Uh-huh.
It'll be fine. It's just money, right?
Just money.
Money. You can always spend time.
Yeah.
I'm in hot, nasty, stinky, disgusting gyms.
Oh, yeah.
And then kids coming up and are hot and stinky and
they
nasty.
They just
want
to talk to you and tell you everything about it. Yeah.
They're either really, really happy or
they're
upset.
There is no gray in wrestling. It is
no,
black and white.
And Allie is even one of those, even if she wins, like, she critiques where she went wrong. Like,
yeah.
If she loses even an escape point,
yeah,
she's like, if I would have done this, they wouldn't have been able to escape. And she's just sitting there and she just analyzes her matches.
Yeah.
And a lot of times she'll be like, did you video? And I'm like, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
And she's like, can I watch? I'm like, not today.
Yeah.
We can watch another day, but we're not doing this today.
Yeah.
You just need to start focusing and get ready for your next match.
Yeah. Oh,
like, kid, you won your match. It's fine.
Yeah.
So.
Be happy.
Yeah.
Don't worry. They're never happy.
Be happy. I should have asked you this a second ago because we were already kind of on it. What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Mm. Chocolate chip cookie dough.
That's so boring. Chocolate chip cookie dough?
If I go, you're going to be, don't vomit in your mouth. But if I go to Sonic, we started this Reese's Blast thing.
My camera went off.
It's still on over here.
No, it's off.
It's still working. That's strange.
Well, I guess you're on your own for the rest of the
day. Okay, great.
Sorry.
So we go to Sonic and we do this Reese's Blast thing.
Okay.
And we add peanut butter. I know, except I said don't throw up in your mouth. It is so good. So good. So I'll do a Reese's Blast at Sonic, but if like I'm picking up, Cody once made the mistake of getting Blue Bunny pecan butter.
Butter pecan.
Pecan. There we go. Oh, caramel butter pecan.
Oh,
he was
man.
Like, I looked at it and was like, oh my gosh, what are you doing? And he was like, what?
So you used
like,
to be able to, they used to have the generic kind that was butter pecan. You used to buy it in the gallon tubs.
Oh, what?
And it was the best.
What?
Oh, yeah.
So his mistake turned out to be this phenomenal thing.
So how much of it did you end up eating?
A whole thing.
And then how many more after that?
I just bought one today at Walmart.
Oh, I love that. That's too funny.
That is funny.
Okay, well, your ice cream's not any good, but okay.
What's your favorite ice cream?
Mint chocolate chip, every time.
Oh, yeah, you said that earlier. Okay.
It's like an Annie's mint, just melting in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. I can deal with some. Oh, do you remember that time that
we went to Olive Garden?
So we go to Olive Garden. And Laura was like, okay, so the lady puts down two mints on the table, and Laura eats one. And then I'm like, okay. She reaches down and eats the other one.
You snooze, you lose.
My whole face is, I'm sure my whole face is like, what in the world?
I didn't eat it. I had it unwrapped. And I tried to hand it to you and was like, oh, my bad. Here. And you're like, no, girl, it's all yours.
And then I had to tell her that I didn't like them, so she didn't feel bad to eat it.
Oh, I was probably going to eat it either way. Those are my favorite.
Oh, my God.
I will go to Olive Garden just for the Annie's buns. Oh, because you can go buy them and they don't taste the same.
No, no. Is that Olive Garden fridge they put them in?
It's either that or just the grease in the air.
It's kind of like the Coke at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Like, you have to get a Coke at McDonald's. I don't, but anyway, people are like, they just have to get a Coke at McDonald's. Yeah. So you have to get an Annie's Mint at Olive Garden.
Yeah, sometimes.
I mean, unless Laura's with you, then we don't get one. Waitress,
like, that's it. And sometimes they'll slip me some more. Yeah. They're my, I will literally go to the best for those.
Oh, that was so funny. I was just like.
Next time you can have a bottle. I'll bring my own package.
Can you put these in the fridge for when I'm done?
If I slip you this, George Washington, can I get a couple more then?
Oh, that was the funniest thing ever. And she's like, oh, my bad. I'm like, no, girl, go ahead.
It's a habit.
To eat them all?
Because Cole doesn't eat them.
Oh, okay.
So I just eat them.
I see.
Not that we eat there very often, right. But he doesn't eat them. He's not a minty and chocolate guy.
So funny. All right, my turn.
I don't have anything to do.
What makes you laugh? Like, looking back on a time, what makes you belly laugh every time you think of the story?
No.
Why?
No, because we kind of talked about this the other day when we went to lunch, and I instantly just died laughing.
You did.
That's not a story for this.
Okay,
let me come back to it. Let me think on it to see if I can think of something else.
Okay.
That's
kind of funny, but not as funny.
That's more appropriate.
Okay. Mine's very inappropriate, but I'm going to tell it anyway.
Do it, please.
Okay, so my mom, she had kidney failure.
I don't know why I'm laughing. I don't know why I'm laughing. Okay,
so my mom had kidney failure, and me, my brother Jerry, and my brother Levi all go with her to Kansas City. Maybe it was just me and Jerry.
Recently?
Probably 7 or 8 years ago. I'm not for sure. She's had a kidney transplant since then. And she's doing good.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Your mom had a kidney transplant?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah. She's doing great.
Yeah, I just saw her.
Yeah. Okay, so.
It was a brief interaction, but I just saw her.
Very brief. Okay, so anyway, we go to Kansas City, and we are, like, learning about the whole process. Okay. So anyway, these other people are in there, and they're just talking about how awful their life is and how, like, bad it is. And it's just, like, all these things. And trauma is my life. And when you start to make a situation serious, I'm laughing. Like, I just can't stop laughing. Then I'm laughing. My brother Jerry's laughing. Then Levi's laughing. So all three of us are laughing.
And your mom's probably over there sobbing.
All these people are just, like, telling how awful their lives are. Mom's like, elbowing is not gonna happen. Okay, but this is kind of funny. Like, listen to it. Like, not that I enjoy other people's pain by any means, but it's just, like, I don't know what to do.
It's awkward.
Yeah, so anyway,
you say you're sorry? Because you feel like they've heard that 1,000 times. Like,
yeah, right, exactly.
What do you say?
Right. Yeah.
In that moment.
Yeah, like this one lady, like, I know that this is a whole thing, but it's just funny in the sense of, like, because you don't expect it. You know how animals, like, they can sense that you're sick or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
This lady, she said that her cat was licking her all the time. And I'm just like.
Okay, but time out. My dog licks me.
Laura, go get checked for everything.
I actually have a doctor's appointment on Monday. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So anyway, she's talking about her cat licking her, and then we just kind of, like, make jokes about it. So then we're just like, our cat don't lick us.
It's you don't have a cat.
I know, but it's just like this whole thing.
Maybe you should get one, though.
Absolutely
just
not.
Just in case.
No, because it would probably lick me now. I'm sick now. Like, that's not a good thing.
Why are you sick?
I have a kidney stone.
Oh, duh.
Yeah, so
do you consider that a sick? Can you die from kidney stones?
Dude, I don't know, but I felt like I was going
Hold
to.
Hold on. What is going on?
Please don't Google that.
I won't tell you the answer,
but unless
for my own personal knowledge.
Yeah. Like, probably don't. Just don't want to know that. Yeah.
That's not what I meant.
Okay, I need a cat.
In rare cases.
Why?
Because because it blocks your urinary tract and can cause an infection, which can spread and end up terminating your life. That's not how it's worded, but that's what I felt was necessary.
Okay, RIP.
How big is your stone?
4 millimeters.
Oh, this says large stones, which is like 10 millimeters.
Oh, yeah. See,
so you're fine.
And I got medicine to open my
track.
Yeah. So I feel like I'm okay.
Well, keep me updated on that.
It really hurts. So anyway, this lady with her cat, and like we couldn't stop laughing, so then we had to get up and go to a different place. And
they kicked you out of there?
No, my mom said. Mom was like, get out of here, you're not coming back. And I was like, we just like laughed the whole time. So we went down to the Kansas City, gosh, where were we? KU Med, maybe?
Okay.
They have an amazing cafeteria. Like, super great.
Have you ever had Salina Regionals?
Yeah, it's actually good.
So if you're ever in the hospital,
okay,
you can request a club sandwich.
Okay.
It's not something you can go down and get.
Right.
It's literally the only thing I ate for the 2.5 days I was there giving birth.
Oh.
The best. Like, Cole and I still talk about it. And there's this guy named, is it Greg or Gregory?
Okay.
That is the guy who makes all of these every day.
Okay.
He'll come in here and he's like, man, I need to call Gregory. He's like, I'm really hankering for that club sandwich.
You can't go down there and get it?
Mm-mm.
That sucks.
Nope.
That super sucks.
So.
I would have went and got you.
So I just ordered room service. They came up.
Yeah. So my mom kicked us out and we had to sit in the cafeteria for 3 more hours, but whatever. We had a good time laughing.
I'm sure that you found something there.
To make fun of? We sure did. It was the Jell-O. We were making fun of Jell-O.
I don't even want to know. We're going to move on. Because I don't want to know.
I'll tell you off air.
Okay. I'll tell you my belly laugh off air and then we can discuss it and maybe...
We can put it
in maybe in season two.
Okay. Season two.
Yeah, I don't know how many episodes are in a season.
Right.
Maybe season two or three or seven.
We can. So never, audience, never.
It's bad.
Okay, moving on.
And I was just a witness. I was not involved. And I still
laugh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Remind me later. I'll tell you.
Okay.
I'm stealing your question from a video you sent me.
Okay.
And it's probably a little inappropriate, but it's just funny.
Okay.
If two blind people have a baby, who watches it?
Laura! Jesus.
Amen. I never really would have thought of that, though. Like,
would you, though? No.
I mean, blind people have babies.
That's true.
But I've never seen, like, two blind people have a baby.
I don't know maybe, I don't know, anybody have an answer for us, please let us know.
Yeah, drop a comment, let us know if you ran into the situation and have an answer, because I have not quit thinking about that since you sent me that video.
And if anybody else says Jesus, 10 points to you. Who wants to watch the baby? Somebody wants to be my friend on Snapchat.
Oh, who is it?
Aaron H.
Aaron like a girl or Aaron like a boy? How's it spelled? E or A?
A.
So with a boy? A wrong?
I think. I don't know.
Well, you better add him because he might be an acquaintance.
That's true.
You
better
add to that list.
All right, Aaron H. You're added.
15 minutes in the morning checking
Aaron
in.
Aaron H. is typing.
What?
No. He says hi. No. Delete.
Say hey, boo.
Nope.
Hey, boo.
Dundo. You don't speak to me, you're done.
Okay, I'll ask you a different question.
Okay.
Oh, wait. I have food for you to try.
Oh, gosh. I heard about this.
Because it's a food combination.
Oh, yeah.
I found it on TikTok.
Okay.
A lot of people were very, very skeptical, but almost every video I watched was like, this is insanely good.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, do I need to close my eyes?
No, you can watch me unpack it.
Okay. I'm super nervous.
I had to bring a cooler because part of it's cold.
Yeah, I see that.
I wish you... Oh, you are going to be on video. I'm not. That's fine.
Still on video. Love this.
Here's that.
Okay.
And here's this. You have to dip it in this.
Ranch?
No!
Mayonnaise.
No. Don't smell it, just do it. Or, I have a second option.
No, oh, he pickled in a pouch.
Sour cream and onion pickle.
Okay.
Don't smell it, just go.
I'm not upset. Because I think I know what it is.
What do you think it is?
Sour cream?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not upset because girl likes sour cream.
Have you had that before? Uh-huh. It's supposed to taste exactly like Oreo cheesecake. Is that good?
Bro.
Really?
You want to try it?
I don't know. Does it taste like Oreo cheesecake? Mm-hmm. Really?
Yes.
Pretty banging?
It is so good.
Like, well, I don't want it now. You just double dipped.
Oh, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Come on.
I
go.
Can't smell it.
No,
I
always know.
The whole thing?
Oh, yeah. Get your water ready.
I'm getting my water ready.
I'll have another one while you're doing that.
You're like, let me eat this whole row.
Bro, this is crazy.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Does it taste like a no-bake cheesecake or like homemade cheesecake?
Mm-hmm. No-bake. No way it's homemade.
Speaking of cheesecake, that's what we had at our wedding. The best.
Mm. Stick it in your mouth.
It's a smell thing.
Or in your mouth.
You know how sour cream has that sour smell to
mm-hmm.
it? Plus the sweet of the chocolate?
Mm-hmm. She's gonna puke. Bro, come on. This is my third one. Right? Whatever you're doing right now, you have to stop and go get Oreos.
Wait, why does that work?
Right in sour cream. You have to.
Okay, give me another one.
No, I was gonna say, I gotta leave this out because.
I don't need it left out, but. I mean, I did eat supper. But why does that work?
I don't know. It is so good.
Have you. You had never tried this before?
No, I would never. That's disgusting. The combination. But actually eating it in my mouth? That is so good. Let him get a little. Mm-hmm. Glimpse of your crunchy crunch. Yeah, that is so good. Whatever you're doing right now, stop and go get Oreos and sour cream. Sour cream.
That's actually phenomenal.
It really
like,
is.
Like, I'm probably going to eat that again.
Same. I'm going to take that to work for my afternoon snack.
Becky will be like, no. No. Sorry, my language. She'll be like, get your shit and get. No.
Go on with your bad self. Does Becky listen to this?
I have no idea.
Oh, I hope she does. And if she doesn't, we have to make a snippet of that.
Oh, man. That is so good.
Okay, so since we're on food, that was great. Thank you for that. Since we're on food, will you be willing to do a fat day with me?
I don't know what a fat day is.
Do you want to know what a fat day is, or do you just
want to I say have yes to know what it is before I say yes. I am not one of those people that's like, yeah, whatever, I'm just going to go with it. Like, I need details.
Lame-o, problemo. Okay, so where we go, like, go get one thing at one place. So, like, we go get an appetizer at, I don't even know.
Like, Applebee's, Chili's.
Yeah. Okay. It could be fast food, or it could be, like, not.
Okay.
You go sit down. So you can get an appetizer, and then you go get an entree, and then you go get...
At all different places.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I feel like I would be willing to do that, but what I feel like would be more fun is playing rock, paper, scissors, and whoever wins gets to choose the place with it.
Actually, that would be fine, but every time we go out to eat, I'm always the one choosing.
So. No, like on our fat day.
No, like seriously.
On our fat day.
Seriously.
I hate you.
I know.
I'm shutting this off.
Yeah, I think that would be fun.
Like, rock, paper, scissors, whoever wins gets to choose where we go for that. Or
yeah. That would be super fun.
Yeah. I'm okay with that. Let's do it.
Okay.
Set it up. I'll be there. Okay. I'll pencil it in somehow.
I know, right? Okay.
What?
Dumbledore, is that you?
That's messed up.
R.I.P. We want those to get, you know.
I went and bought these right before I came here.
I appreciate you. Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to
have it. Why make a cheesecake?
No kidding. Why are we using cream cheese all the time? Sour cream's cheese.
I bet Oreos and cream cheese would be good. Or like a cream cheese sour cream mix.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I bet that would taste more like a actual cream cheese.
Yeah.
Or actual cheesecake.
Yeah. That was crazy. Super good.
I'm still digging it out my teeth, but.
Another question?
Oh, me again?
Mm-hmm.
What was your very first screen name online?
I don't even know.
Baloney.
No, I don't.
Like Baloney.
Like
your MySpace. What was your screen name? I know you had a MySpace.
No, like for 3 seconds. It was too difficult to figure out.
What?
Yeah, for like 3 seconds. And then it got closed down or something. I don't even know what happened to it. I didn't even get
you
to
You don't remember your first screen name.
Mm-mm.
What was your very first email?
I don't even know. What was your very first email?
lschmickyd@yahoo.com.
That sounds like you. What about your first?
It was my sister made it. L is for Laura.
Okay.
She used to call me Schnooky.
Okay.
My sister in Texas.
Okay.
And then D was for my last name.
Yeah.
Lschmickyd.
That's cute. And what about your screen name?
Lschmickyd. And then I got fancy and went to lschmickyd94. Because that was the year I was born.
Right. That's crazy. I don't know.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Do you still remember, did you guys have a landline growing up?
Yeah.
Do you remember that phone number?
No.
How?
Well, first off, we moved.
Okay.
14 times between my kindergarten year, my preschool year,
you
and
you don't remember any landline number?
My grandma's.
Spit it.
785-392.
Wait, time out. Is this still an active number? All right, spit it out.
1293.
1293.
So then, like, when we have, like, passcodes and stuff like that.
1293.
Sometimes, yeah.
I'm hacking all your stuff.
Yeah, I don't use that, but.
Oh.
Yeah. We did growing up. Like, my mom used that.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can hack my mom's stuff, I suppose.
Okay.
Anyway. Yeah.
Oh. All right, your turn.
What are you doing for Halloween? Do you have traditions? Are you walking around? Are you dressing up?
It varies depending on the weather. So okay. We always take the kids, I say kids, the younger kids,
mm-hmm.
and we go downtown and do the Fall Fest.
Okay.
Last year it was freezing cold.
Oh, yeah.
Freezing cold.
Yeah.
And we had a one-month-old baby.
Yeah.
So we literally only did Fall Fest. And even Lennox was like, I'm ready to go home. I'm cold. And we layered him. He had 4 layers on under his costume.
Yeah.
It was so cold.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was not upset in any way, shape, or form about going home. So I think this year we'll do Fall Fest and then just feel it out. Maybe one of us will take Lennox to go do the neighborhood around our new house.
Mm-hmm.
But one of us will definitely probably just go home with Ryder. And then the older two just go hang out with their friends.
Yeah. Nice.
But 1 year we did dress up. Cole and I, we went, one of us had, it was like the peanut butter and jelly costume. So he was peanut butter and I was jelly.
Yeah, that's fun.
So, yeah, but that wasn't the year we ever dressed up together.
Yeah, that was cute.
Yeah, it was okay. It was cold too.
Yeah, bad.
But it was fine. Do you guys have traditions?
We go to Fall Fest. Our church puts that off. Mm-hmm. You know that. And then, so if Lynx or Jack go trick-or-treating, they just go around the... Lynx goes with a friend every single year since kindergarten.
Oh, yeah.
She goes with a friend.
Yeah.
And then...
Because I saw them at Fall Fest last year.
Yeah. They are going to be even cuter this year, and they added another girl to their group, so...
Is it the Charlie's Angels?
It's not.
Oh.
But...
Powderpuff Girls.
No, you're never going to guess it. They have ducks. They got blow-up ducks that they are sitting in.
Oh.
Yeah, so... Anyway.
Okay.
It'll be cute.
Yeah.
And then Jack just walks around our neighborhood with Cody. But then when they get home, we put our candy, their candy, in a bucket, and we hand that out.
What?
So thank
you're
you.
Re-gifting their candy?
Yes.
You almost have
you
to.
You have to. Otherwise, it's going to be there till Easter. I'm not keeping candy till Easter.
So Halloween's next month.
Yeah.
And we still have candy from last year.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. And then you accumulate
and
it for
all
Christmas.
Of these parades,
yep.
Christmas,
yep.
Easter,
yep.
Valentine's Day candy,
yep.
school
yep.
stuff.
So you just need to gather all your stuff and hand it out with Ryder. You and Ryder just need to stay home and hand out candy.
That's a great idea.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for everybody supporting the other kids on top of supporting other kids.
See, they're really just outreaching and they just don't know it.
That's exactly right. And I'm giving back to the community.
Okay. Something like that.
I'll probably go buy candy. I will definitely go buy candy. I will. I usually do. Like, 2 bags and then, like, you know, that's enough.
The very first year we came trick-or-treating here, we were still living in Salina, and we walked this neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And I purposely skipped your house. Anyways.
What?
So when you didn't like me still.
Oh, baloney.
Oh, really?
That's true. We really didn't. We really didn't talk for a while, huh?
No.
Yeah.
Till we did our Bible study.
All right. So...
My question?
Yeah.
What's your favorite childhood comfort food?
I would say spaghetti.
Okay, that's a good one. That's my favorite food, so.
I mean, I don't...
That's always solid.
Yeah. You?
Fried chicken.
Oh, that's fun.
Mm.
I was trying to make fried chicken tonight, and my kids are like, no.
What?
And then my husband also works in a really, really hot factory.
He just did not want to eat something hot.
He didn't say anything, but I just know him. And he, you know.
So tonight was Lennox's night to pick. Every week the kids get to pick one meal, and it goes on our meal plan.
Yeah.
We have mac and cheese and hot dogs.
I love that.
The third time this month.
Love that.
It's always mac and cheese and hot dogs or ramen is what he wants. And I'm like,
Do you actually have ramen?
Yeah, I'll make the, so they really like beef ramen with hamburger in it.
Okay.
With like some seasonings.
Okay.
To, you know, spice it up. But okay. So I'll make that for them and then I eat a sandwich. I cannot stand beef ramen. I can't.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I can do chicken ramen,
mm-hmm.
but I cannot do beef ramen.
Yeah, that's funny. I'll eat a sandwich.
I eat a sandwich. Me and a bologna sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah, they turned down fried chicken, so I'm like, okay, so what do you want?
I would never.
They had a bologna sandwich.
I would never.
So we had egg sandwiches.
My mom made fried chicken, like,
okay.
But she, growing up, she also owned a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And so on some Sundays, not every Sunday,
mm-hmm.
she would have a fried chicken special.
Yeah.
My favorite Sunday ever, because the leftovers were coming home.
<That long. laughs>
But because she would have to make so much on those Sundays, she didn't make it very often at home for just like an evening meal.
Yeah. Yeah.
But oh man. Mm.
Sunday chicken came around.
Ooh.
Yeah, so
I was ready.
I have my chicken thawed out and I'm going to cook it on Sunday for after church.
What are you going to make?
Fried chicken.
You're going to make fried
mm-hmm.
chicken?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I can't eat chicken on the bone. Growing up, we butchered our own chickens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I can do chicken on the bone.
Is that why you won't let your husband get chickens?
Yeah, because I'm afraid that he's going to be stupid and try to do meat chickens.
Well, that's what we're going to do.
Okay, good for you.
We're going to do 6 rotating meat chickens, and then we're going to do egg layers.
Mm-mm.
Why? It's the best chicken, though. You just cannot allow yourself to get attached.
No. And that's what happened. We had Window and Windex, and they were...
You named your chickens Window and Windex.
So they like sat in the window, just these two chickens.
Window
sat. Yeah.
And Windex.
Yes, 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 yes. Isn't that clever? I don't even know how we come up with that, but me and my brother
Well, I guess it's no different than like people who name their pigs like pork chop and bacon and.
Yeah. But my chickens weren't like fry. I don't know.
Okay.
Moving on.
I'm sorry I asked. I won't do that again. Do you have anything else for me?
Yeah, I think, are we like time?
We're at 54.
Okay, so maybe I'll just skip the one question and move to the next one.
Okay.
I've
just been bouncing around, so.
Nah, I'm gonna ask. Okay, what myth do you straight believe?
Can I do one from when I was a kid that I believed in? Because there's not many that I believe in now, because if something comes up, I do a pretty good job at researching.
I know. Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
When I was a kid, I was 100,000% convinced that if I turned the light on in the car while my parents were driving, they would go to jail.
That is a good one.
I was 100,000% convinced.
That is so funny.
And, like, there were times where the moon would shine really bright, and it would be, like, illuminating inside the car, and I was worried that we were going to get pulled over, and my mom and dad were going to go to jail.
That is so funny.
I'm not saying I don't use the same thing on my kids.
That is so funny.
But 100,000% was convinced when I was a kid.
Great. So
and
great.
Then I grew up and found out that was a lie.
So great.
It wasn't even a myth. It was a straight lie.
Right. That's true. That's so true. That's
funny. Yeah, that was that's the main one.
Nice. Very nice.
Do you have one?
I do, and I still believe it to this day.
It is not water related, is it?
Kind of.
Like the most known myth that if you shower during a storm, you get electrified.
No, but I shower during a storm. No, mine is going outside in the cold with wet hair will give you
it
a
does
cold.
Not.
Yes.
No, it doesn't.
Yes.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it
colds
does.
Are viral.
No. It's viral inside my head. When it seeps in through my cold hair.
So while we're on that, I actually have a note here since it's September that we need to mention that it is Mental Health Awareness Month.
It is.
And if you or someone you know is struggling, to reach out for help, and I think you need to reach out for help.
I think that you completely 180'd that. I do agree with Laura, but I am not reaching out for help. The first step to a problem is admitting that you have a problem. I don't have a problem.
But a lot of people with mental health issues don't realize they have a problem.
Are you saying I have a problem?
Maybe.
Laura. Because I believe that I'm getting
that's
old.
All paranoia.
Oh, this took a turn. Why are you serious? Let me see your face.
You cannot get sick from, like, you cannot get a cold from that.
I feel like it, okay, well then maybe I already virally had it, but I do believe that I have gotten sick, gotten a cold.
Because when it's cold outside, there's cold going around.
I'm confused.
When it's cold outside, it's the winter months, which is when most people get colds. Okay. So it's viral. It's getting spread, and you're already probably susceptible to it.
Right.
So you're probably already getting sick, and then it's just a coincidence that the timing is right.
Why did you take 15 minutes to say that when I just said that?
I'm so over you. Anyways, back to September being Mental Health Awareness Month. It's something very near and dear to my heart. So please, if you or someone you know is needing some help, please reach out. The suicide hotline is 988. You can call that for free. You can even text it, and they will get you resources, stay on the line, do whatever they need to do to help you through your mental crises.
I agree.
So please use the resources that are out there.
Yeah.
The world is a better place with you in it.
Absolutely.
And in that, do you want to close?
Yeah.
Are you excited for episode 3?
I am super excited.
I still have a bunch on my list, and I'm just going to keep adding to it. And
yeah, I have a next week started, but I feel like I'm going to have to take some of this and put it on the next one because, you know, we talked too much about Harry Potter, I feel like.
I think it was probably a solid 10 minutes worth.
Yeah, me too.
That's okay.
Yeah. Harry Potter was great.
We can touch on it again next week.
Yeah, I agree, because I'm going to finish it.
Oh, like, we will have to do a final update.
Yeah, probably tonight or Sunday.
I'm going to have to come up with another series for you to watch.
Yeah, that's not
for Free Willy 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, no, thank you.
Have you ever seen them?
Only the one. Two I can't get into.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll come up with something.
Okay.
Maybe the Twilight series will be next.
I've seen that, too. That's pretty okay. You know what? My homework to you is watching Wednesday.
By next week.
No, because that's a lot.
Is it a movie or is it a TV series?
It's a series.
Oh no.
There's like episodes.
There's only one TV series I watch, and it's One Tree Hill. You can shame me all you want for
I'm
that.
I'm not shaming you. I'm just saying I did what you asked me to do.
Is it on what streaming services is it on?
I want to say Netflix.
I don't have Netflix.
You have a box. You can.
But I need to be able to like watch it over my lunch breaks.
I'll let you log in online.
Okay.
Okay, just come take my phone.
Well, I mean, I'm not always at the office with you, or, you know, you decide to take 2 days off.
Okay, those were given days off.
Look at my husband's new glasses.
Oh, I love him. He's so cute. That's a hat.
Don't dare not to do that.
So I can really see his glasses.
You really posted that picture?
Yes! I didn't say Laura was showing my son her back tats.
Well, he didn't believe that I was tatted.
I didn't believe it either.
I can't believe he didn't know that mm-hmm. I have multiple tattoos.
I mean, the only one I know about is your mascara brush and your leg tattoo.
My stitches?
Yeah.
My unfinished stitches?
Yeah. And your leg tattoo.
Yeah, I've got a couple in my back.
I absolutely love your husband's,
don't campfire?
Say, no, don't say anything. Don't say
his
anything.
His campfire.
No. His Boy Scout campfire. Troop 92.
If you pay attention, it's got the number 13 in it. Yeah. It's a Friday the 13th tattoo. He paid okay. $20 for it.
But it's hilarious because I'm like, Troop 13?
He's so dumb.
Boy Scouts. Anyway, that's my favorite.
All right. Anyways, thanks for tuning in this week. We will catch you next week.
See ya.